Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of We Like the the Trends.
There it is.
Nailed it. Hey.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. That is courtesy of DJ Daniel,
hey,
who is co-hosting this episode of Trends,
yes,
with me,
hello.
Jack.
That's you.
My name. It me. Yeah, let's tell the people what is trending.
Let's do
This fine Thursday afternoon into evening.
truly.
GameStop is trending. That's what my reference was to up top, because
right.
I am way up on this story. And so, you know, as I've been saying, we like the stock or stonks.
You've been right? saying it, man.
I've been saying that. No, you told me that was the meme around
yes.
it like 2 seconds before I
right.
Said that trending show
it.
Title.
You
what
it.
Explain what's happening now with GME?
Right. So, you know, they're much like I think we've seen senatorial hearings for different kind of like trending tech events in society. We saw,
right.
you know, we saw representatives from Facebook and Google get brought in front of the Senate to get a bunch of questions thrown at them about like, how is this actually work so that we olds have a better understanding
right.
of what the fuck you're doing? And
it's really showing the vast
yes.
Cracks in our gerontocracy.
Indeed, the mass ineptitude. And we're seeing that once again by a senatorial hearing for Reddit user Deep Fucking Value.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who was a bit of a mascot for the Wall Street Bets subreddit during the whole GameStop thing, because he threw a lot of his portfolio. I think it might have been all of it. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but he threw a lot of his portfolio behind through the GameStop thing, and was doing these daily, they called them GME YOLO updates about how his portfolio was doing in the time. And you would see days where it would be up 5 million, up 6 million, down 13 million, up 4 million, something like that. And just seeing these wild, wild swings and huge amounts of money until he stopped doing it to kind of like protect himself and take some of the pressure off of what was going on and stop people from like freaking out based on every one of his daily YOLO updates.
Does he have $13 million though? That's one question I have. Like when people are doing,
right.
When people are doing this, like it doesn't matter if you're down $13 million if you don't have $13 million, right?
Exactly. It's in value. It's in I can't even remember what the words are now, but it's like in those shares or in the promises of those shares, the futures or whatever right. It was that people Got were it. Buying. So yeah, uh-huh. So it's like it's $13 million in value that would go hither and thither every other day. But it was like, I don't know if our friend Deep Fucking Value actually has $13 million.
Right.
I don't think he does.
He's got emo hair. That's, yes, that's one thing he's got.
And a sweet red headband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is somewhat related to a story we've had on the doc for a while, but there's this dude, Alex Kearns, a 21-year-old who was trading on Robinhood and made some risky bets, thought he had lost $750,000and like owed $750,000, and took his own life earlier in the year. And then it was just basically Robinhood being predatory, in a predatory system, and the consequences were deadly in this case.
It's awful.
But and then people, you know, this is a quote from his attorney, or his family's attorney. The information they gave him was just incredibly skewed and possibly completely wrong, because they make it look like you owe $730,000 when you really don't owe anything.
Yeah.
That could panic just about anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's interesting that instead of having Robinhood executives in front of, you know, testifying, they have the internet user.
Seriously. The one person who is just, right, who is just proudly on display of like, hey, look how it's doing.
Yeah.
It's whack.
Yeah. Well, the internet is scary. I get it.
It is. Missing the mark once again.
Yeah, things move fast in those tubes.
that they do.
Meek Mill is trending for not great reasons. He didn't just run and pull off an amazing flip like he did right when he got out of prison. That was my favorite reason Meek Mill's ever been trending. You saw that video, right, when he was back? Oh, it's like the day after he got out, he came to a Sixers game and was like just being given like the, you know, huge local hero
local legend
treatment.
Sure, yeah.
And like he was back in the guts of, you know, the Philly home stadium. Uh-huh. And he just like, there's just this video of him like standing with the, you know, cheer squad, whatever, the dance team, and some of and I think one of the mascots. And he just like runs down the hall and like pulls off a perfect flip off of a trampoline.
For real?
And everyone's like, oh shit. He was just like feeling himself so much that like like that's translated dope. To physics.
There you go.
But anyways, he just dropped a song in which he dropped kind of a very whack lyric, and also one that was highly insensitive. I guess we can read it. I mean, the lyric, and if I ever lack, I'm going out with my choppa, it be another Kobe. Yeah. So
completely tasteless. Know.
Tasteless, yeah.
And a bad line.
Bad, that's, yeah. It's, you gotta make those count if you're gonna do something like that. But Warriors/Steph and other brighter NBA news, Steph is just on the video game is broken mode.
He got all his stats pushed all the way up.
Yeah. He's got a demon, as somebody once said. He's just playing out of his mind, hitting shots that are, you know, next level and from further out than anybody shot from. You know, we saw this a little bit in the bubble with Dame Lillard last year, but he's kind of doing it every night now. It's pretty wild. Just fun to watch. Go watch some highlights of the shots that Steph has been taking and making. And he plays with his handles are next level. His shooting is next level. And yeah. Next to NBA players, he looks like a normal human being. He's actually 6'3 and incredibly strong and like amazing. In person, you'd be like, oh shit, there goes one of the best athletes of all time. But
truly,
when he's out there, it is, you do get the optical illusion that he is merely mortal and he's just like making these shots that are unbelievable.
That's wild. I love this era of the NBA. I'm not going to front, because you see such incredible athleticism and then you just see absolutely no way are they actually going to go for it. Shots coming up from half court. And then it's like, oh my.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's something.
It's fun. It's fun.
He's definitely like going to go down in history as, you know, somebody who changed the way the game was played for sure.
I agree.
Mars is trending because of a Mars rover. That's the name I'm forgetting. Perseverance, is that
Perseverance?
It?
Yep, Perseverance has landed on Mars.
Yes, I wonder. Do they name Mars rovers at the same place that they name Old Spice deodorant scent? That's a little stand up I just came up with. On
I
spot.
Love that. That's a good one. That's funny,
babe. Thank you. After 7 minutes of hell, which apparently like the rover has to just be like speeding at the surface of Mars and then stop on a dime and land. I could do it, but apparently NASA was worried. So you know, shout out to them for getting it right, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you know, they did the math. So, I mean, I guess, what were they worried about?
Yeah. Sorry if math is so hard for you, dude.
Truly.
Just check your work, bro.
Yeah. Stoked for it, though.
I mean,
we're not
going to
get the results
excited.
Back for 10 years, but, like, it's exciting.
Right. I'm so, the reason it's exciting is this is the most advanced rover. This is, I think, the 9th vehicle that has been landed on Mars, but the most advanced, SUV-sized, weighing a ton, and it's going to collect soil samples, try and find out if there was life before. And the reason that the landing was so hairy in terms of aviation, I don't know, is that they had to land it in this, like, 5-mile by 3-mile strip where there used to be, it's like a lake bed where there used to be a bunch of water. And so they're thinking like, this would be a good place to look for, for like ancient runes.
Yes. Ancient life. Do you know, my other favorite, this may be news to you. You may know this already. Did you know that there is a helicopter attached to Perseverance? Auxiliary vehicle. There is a small helicopter with a camera and a battery. Literally, a little drone that is going to fly around Mars.
How are they powering that bad boy?
It's a very solid battery. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a very solid battery. But apparently, I have a friend who works for NASA, and we were literally just like shooting out questions to him all day. And apparently, the atmosphere is so low on Mars that it is truly an itsy-bitsy drone that has a tiny battery and a tiny camera attached to it, and the wings need to be 4-foot wide carbon fiber wings to actually get flight because the atmosphere is so low, and it's attached to this rover.
So low.
I'm excited about that. That drone footage is going to be the coolest drone footage any of us have ever seen. So I'm stoked about that.
All right. So here's where I play. Let's just say there's somebody who's like, you know, on the one hand, very cool that we're on Mars. On the other hand, most of Mars looks the same to me. It's not that scenic. I don't know what they're going to find over there that is going to my naked eye and stupid brain seem, make me go, whoa.
Cool, quote unquote, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but maybe they will. Maybe I'll be surprised.
I feel you. I think it will kind of be, the majesty will not be in the image, but in that kind of like back of the head. Can you believe we're looking at a fucking video from Mars right now?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, again, you're right. We're going to see a bunch of rocks and maybe a mountain.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Hey, cool. Mars, we get it. You're red. try a different color. Thanks.
Nailed it.
Demi Lovato is trending. It was revealed in the last 24 hours in an interview that her near overdose was very serious from a health perspective. You know, heart attacks, strokes. So, you know, shout out to her. I know.
Seriously.
Know somebody who just lost somebody to an overdose. It's very, very bad times for people struggling with you know, addiction issues. And so just good thing that she made it through. And yeah, reach out to somebody if you're struggling. And then there is a story about the gender pay gap in medicine that I just want to put out there. It's bigger than the average gender pay gap. You would assume that something as straightforward as, not straightforward, but, you know, medicine is like, well, we're all doctors here, like, what? Yeah. And turns out that's not the case. That is something that's trending on Twitter. And those are some things that are trending. We'll talk about Ted Cruz in Cancun tomorrow on tomorrow's episode.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Stay inside. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.